Now in this world, life is as a vapor, and that vapor's more expensive than the Stacey Adams suit with some Versace gaiters. Can't put a price on your own life. Some people cheat, but you would be mad if they was cheating with your wife. Look, if it affects you directly, it will definitely get your attention like a Bentley. So here's a piece of information for your mind. On the day you celebrate your birth, the time you really start dying, melting away like a strawberry popsicle. Remember when there was a bag of popcorn that was about a nickel? Remember the voice of Dr. King marching up and down the south, telling everybody, I have a dream, it seems like yesterday, but it's a day again. What about tomorrow? Can't we just deal with sin then? I think not, because as hot as hell is, you probably have a better chance of being a daddy or one of your brother's kids.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. Tomorrow's no promise to you either.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. It's not worth living without Jesus.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. Tomorrow's no promise to you either.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. It's not worth living without Jesus.
Come on, come on.
I used to work at Sparrow's Pizza. I greet you with that classy smile, take your money, then proceed to seat you. 16, having a job seemed to be the feature. If you look good, I get your number, say it was nice to meet you. Those days are gone, but preceded by some new days. Since then, I live for Jesus, and I've crucified my old ways. Some people that I know still be doing the same stuff, living life in bluffs. Well, I guess they haven't had enough of working to get a check as much as they can, only to watch the money leave their hand, only to lose the opinion of another man. Listen, understand that God's plan for you is Him. You can run from Him, but in the end, you gonna come back to Him. Turning your life in, trying to explain your sin, trying to cross-examine the Creator, you ain't gonna win. A little something for your mind, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. If you seek, then you will
tomorrow's
find that.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. Tomorrow's no promise to you either.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. It's not worth living without Jesus.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. Tomorrow's no promise to you either.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. It's not worth living without Jesus.
If you had $1 million, would you wait to spend it? If you had a toothache, would you skip the dentist? And if you had a chance to do things different, then you would raise your kids in the country instead of living in the hood. Some people would go back to college trying to graduate. I hate to be the one to tell you, bottom line, it's too late. Time is kind of like toothpaste. Once you push it out, it can't go back in. That means you don't have no time to waste. So I'm not gonna waste no more of your time, and I'm not gonna waste no more of my time to let my light shine. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Read John 3:16, then read Romans 10:10. You see exactly what I mean, but you gotta read some more, so turn your Bible back to James 4:14. Here's a thought, you better live right or die trying. So stop trying to buy time, there's no time to buy.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. Tomorrow's no promise to you either.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. It's not worth living without Jesus.
Yes, tomorrow's no promise to me. Tomorrow's no promise to you either.
Tomorrow's no promise to me. It's not worth living without Jesus.
Oh, so come on back.
Yes, come on back to you.